Across the River, written by Alice Taylor and read by Aoife McMahon. Martha gazed into the mirror and studied her face with dispassionate appraisal. It must be easier to grow old and lose your good looks if you had been plain all your life. You did not have that much to lose. She knew many plain women who had actually improved with age. They became serene and comfortable looking, the last thing that she would ever want. She had always stood out in a crowd. Once she had overheard her sister-in-law, Kate, compare her to a black swan. And when you were used to being regarded as beautiful, it was disquieting to observe the glow begin to diminish. She turned her head and raised her chin to study her side view. Her jawline was not as clean-cut or as well-defined as it had been. When she lowered her chin, it became more obvious. She angled her face to get a better side view. Her skin was losing its fine, clear texture, and she could see a few open pores with a slight rough, grainy effect. A short black hair sprouted from the edge of her jawline, and she grasped a tweezers and whipped it out. When she stared directly at her face, the fine skin under her eyes was no longer soft and moist, but beginning to wrinkle a little like fine tissue paper. She picked out a grey rib from her long black hair and saw a few extra ones since her last examination. She had considered colouring her hair, but on Sundays, when she looked up the church and took note of the dyed heads, she changed her mind. Since Ned's accident, she had dressed in black, first in mourning, but later because she knew that it suited her. As well, people dressed in black were unapproachable, and that suited her too. In life, people tripped you up, and it was a good idea to keep them at a distance. Kate had remarked that she never walked into a room but swept into it. Although probably meant as a criticism, she had taken it as a compliment. Kate had never liked her, and she certainly had no time for Kate, who was a do-gooder with her nose stuck into everything, thinking that she could improve the world. She doubted that losing her looks bothered Kate, but then she did not have that much to lose.